How are you?
Oh, fine.
What's up?
Well, I got new custodial documents from Ultimus for our IRAs and Roth and all that. But they sent me a regular IRA and a beneficial IRA and a regular Roth and a beneficial Roth. So do we have something special for beneficial IRAs and beneficial Roth?
Well, we have the beneficiary IRA option on both of our IRAs. You know, we have
Right.
the, yeah, so I don't know why you would need a separate thing for that.
Well, I mean, these are two major, custodial agreements. So both of those are on our new account agreements. They could go
We
either way.
as far as I know, unless they've changed something.
I mean,
But I would just question it and say, you know, we have beneficiary IRA option on our, unless there's a different custodial agreement that goes with those two things, like how we
yeah,
have.
they're two huge documents. So I'm like, do I have to put both of these with them? I mean, it's going to be confusing because it doesn't say beneficial individual
Beneficiary.
retirement account agreement, like.
Does it have any verbiage like, you know, with a beneficiary IRA, you have to take withdrawals at a certain time or whatever, because I know we don't have that on our regular IRA applications.
Well, these are just the custodial agreements and the, what is it? The other thing. It's just very confusing. Like, it's just
Well,
a
I'm
lot of
just I'm
paper to be adding to our. They're
yeah,
requiring
I'm
us to put this document, which is, gosh, do they even have page numbers? Of course, they don't even have page numbers. To put this document, the disclosure statement and the custodial account agreement. So, it's about, I don't know, I'd have to say 30 pages maybe front to back.
Oh my gosh.
If I have to put both of these, like it's just gonna, they want me to include it with our new account agreement, not just the kit. So when they open an account for the very first time, this agreement has to be included with that application.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So now I'm like, do I have to put both of these huge documents with an application? It seems dumb. And then I also have to post these on our website by themselves.
That's odd. They must be under some kind of new regulation or something.
Oh, this is probably our new custodial
Oh, the custodial person.
company.
Yeah. Gee, I don't know, Cheryl. That just seems like a lot of pages. I mean, what are we going to do if we have to mail that to people?
I know. I don't know. This is all very confusing.
Do you ha when do you have to have that done by?
I think by January 1st. But they really want it up now.
Oh, really? Huh. Well, is there anybody you can call about that?
I'll email Nicole again. So we don't have anything like that is specifically a beneficial Roth, right? Like we don't, it's just.
Well, we do. When you look at our application, if you go to either the traditional or the Roth, and you go down, you know, beyond where the beneficiaries are, you'll see inherited IRA. That's what this is.
Right, but it's on our new account application. Do we have a
Correct.
special application just for that
No.
beneficial? Right.
No. We don't have
Right.
that on our forms.
All right, I'm gonna have to email her again. Okay.
And just what I do is send her a copy of what we have.
She knows. That's why
Oh,
they're
okay.
making us have new stuff.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe she wasn't didn't know what you'd already put on there. I
Right.
mean, we're going to have those packets 70 pages long for too long. It's going to be like a book. Yeah. I'm not aware of any change like that, but this must be just a new custodian wants this on there. Well, I wonder if you can take off Well, of course, it's just for the beneficiary. I was wondering if you can alleviate any of the other stuff you've got already in there. I don't know. That's weird. I tell you, it's just getting more and more paperwork.
I know, they're killing trees.
And nobody, and the thing is, nobody reads it.
Yeah.
Because they'll call us with the questions, well, can I do this and can I do that? And, you know. So, that's weird.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm not more help. I just don't know.
Okay.
Oh, listen, I wanted to ask you a question. Did you need drugs for your trip, or did you get to see your doctor?
He hasn't given me anything, so it would be nice.
Okay, let me tell you what I have. I have Xanax, and I have Valium.
So what do the two do differently for you?
Well, the Valium calms you down. But the Xanax does the same thing. The Xanax, at 1 a.m. this morning, I was still up. I for some reason, cannot sleep.
Uh-huh.
And so I got up at 1 o'clock and took a Xanax, and I went right to sleep. So why don't I bring you a few of both?
You have spares?
Oh, yeah. I don't take them very often. So, yeah, I do. I have spares. So, I will get those to you.
Yeah, I would say if you could spare three of each, because then I'll try one now, before the trip to see how I feel, and then I'll try the other one the other night and then see which one works.
Okay, but...
The one they gave me, it made my heart pound out of my chest. I'm like, this isn't going to work.
Yeah. Are you just wanting it for the plane, or are you needing it for when you're there?
No, just to get me through that 14-hour flight, because I don't sleep on the plane.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll send you at least three of each or four of each.
Okay.
I'll label what it is.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.